One of the big issues we're talking about now is a bill that was approved during the course of the week. It is the Promotion of Access to Information Amendment Bill. And essentially, it compels political parties and independent candidates to make information available about donations that exceed 100,000 Rand. Now, this is a complicated bit of legislation that's coming into being. And as a result of that, next week, the Independent Electoral Commission, accompanied by Lawson Naidu from the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, are heading to the United Kingdom. And what they're going to do there is try and find out how the UK actually applies this bill, because it too has this kind of legislation in place. And it's known there as the private party funding legislation. And so they're going to explore the implementation to see how it can be best applied to this country's situation. So let's bring Lawson into the conversation. Lawson, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us here on Afternoon Drive. So actually, there are two bills that we're looking at, and this Promotion of Access to Information Amendment Bill, the PIA Bill, is not exactly the same as the other one we've been talking about in recent weeks, which is the Political Funding Act. But I believe that these two are pretty complementary and interlinked.
Indeed they are, and thank you, Joanne. The PIA Amendment Bill that was passed in Parliament this week gives effect to the judgment of the Constitutional Court in the My Vote Counts case, where My Vote Counts brought an application to the court to compel political parties to make funding available. They challenged the constitutionality of the PIA legislation in that regard, because political parties were hiding behind that act to say that as private organizations, they were not obliged to disclose their internal funding. That has now been changed. And so the PIA Amendment Act that was passed this week, as you say, complements the Party Political Funding Act that was passed last year in Parliament and was signed into law by President Ramaphosa earlier this year. Now, that legislation is not in force as yet. The IEC are in the process of finalizing regulations that will give direction and content to how the legislation will be implemented. And the purpose of the short study visit to the United Kingdom next week is to learn more about the mechanisms that they have put in place to regulate the private funding of political parties, what sort of disclosure requirements they have of political parties, how they collect, record and disseminate that information so that it is available to the broader public.
At this point, Lawson, because you must have foreseen and envisaged some of the difficulties with this process, such as you've mentioned, how the information is received, recorded and disseminated, but also how in general this is put into practice and how one can get the best out of such an act.
Well, that's exactly where what we're hoping to achieve. So this is, it's a groundbreaking piece of legislation in South Africa. The legislation itself, we believe, is sound. It's adopted best practice from across the globe. But obviously the devil is in the detail and in the manner of implementation, which is why the IEC are very concerned about how they put mechanisms in place to ensure that the intent of the legislation is met. I think we also need to be clear that this sort of legislation will never cover every single loophole. And obviously one of the criticisms aimed at the legislation is the fact that it's only donations in excess of 100,000 rands per annum from a single donor that needs to be disclosed by political parties. Now, for some political parties, that may be a lot of money. For others, it may not be so much of such value to them. But a line had to be drawn somewhere, and we needed to make a start somewhere in that regard. So I think, it's a sound start, and we hope that the IEC will be able to put in place the relevant systems, mechanisms to ensure that parties do in fact disclose the funding as they're required to do. And it's also worth noting that in the legislation that we have passed, there is a supplementary onus on the donor, the funder, to disclose that if they're a corporate entity, to disclose that in the annual reports and the like.
Right. This looks to be a lot of admin from a layperson's point of view. And it requires not just the efficiency of Parliament, but also of political parties. I mean, how easy do you think it's going to be to get parties to be disciplined enough to record and to hand over the information required in order to make sure that the records kept are actually accurate?
Well, you know, I think the starting point here has got to be, Joanne, that it is those very same political parties who passed the legislation. You know, they were the ones that that passed the legislation in Parliament, and now they have to meet the standards that they have set for themselves. Obviously, I think it's quite clear that there has been pushback from some of the political parties, certainly some of the larger political parties, to this legislation now that it's in place, and they realize fully realize the repercussions of it. But they have a responsibility to disclose. The IEC has a responsibility to ensure that they disclose. And if parties are found not to have complied with the legislation, there are penalties that will be put in place through the regulations so that parties are penalized for failing to disclose.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. KSAC's Lawson Naidoo.